Blog Talk Radio.
Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Walking revolution, that's who I be. Al Porter, man in the street. Man is music, activism, news, showcase artists and activists view. Rolling on Monday night, 8+ years. Blog Talk Radio, calming people's fears. 646-478-0944. Monday night, 9 to 10, Cleveland time zone. Cleveland standard time, Ivy front line. Emacs in his prime, Kilroy can rhyme. Read between the lines, black by design. Tell the truth time, here to drop a dime. Keep me a whistle, I'm the whistleblower. From Ukraine to my lane, White House know it. See something, say something. The motto, part two of the phrase, streets always know. For people found dead, inside a house. 6-year-old asleep, stray bullet took her out. Killers on the block, this is real deep. Be a whistleblower, get them off the street. Call in and speak with the man in the street. Call in and speak, I'm the man in the street. Call in and speak with the man in the street. Call in and speak, I'm the man in the street. Call in and speak with the man in the street. Call in and speak, I'm the man in the street. Call in and speak with the man in the street. Call in and speak, I'm the man in the street.
And welcome once again to Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 11, Verse 2. That M period, A period, N period stands for music, activism, news. That's what that abbreviation acronym means. For those listening to 3342 Music on blogtalkradio.com, we appreciate it. And you can call 646-478-0944 with comments, questions, and concerns. If you're sending in any music or commercial, send it MP3 format to emaxxradio@gmail.com. Three quick disclaimers for you. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show. Have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or 3342 Music. Call and blame Boogie Me Direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen for as long as I can. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. Can't talk, stay silent, and go back on hold. Change your mind, call back and press 1. Now, Common Sense Radio is Sundays, 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. You can YouTube Joseph Motley Jr. or Joseph P. Motley Jr. Twitter page is Alfred Porter Jr. Numeral 1. That's Alfred Porter Jr. 1. Hip Hop Workshop Numeral 2. That's Hip Hop Workshop 2. Man in the Street 13. That's Man in the Street Numeral 13. Definitely Instagram, Jr. Alfred Porter. Facebook, Joseph Motley Jr. Period. Facebook, Kent and Angelica. Facebook, HHWorkshopRecords.com. Facebook, I'm a Superwoman Radio. www.3342music.com. OPN Radio is Monday, 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WeUpRadio.com. You can Facebook Sheriff Kilroy. The webpage of BlackOnBlackCleveland.com. Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show is Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on VoiceOfRadio.com. And tomorrow we will have on The Gift. Facebook, Black on Black Crime, Inc. Facebook, Alfred Porter Jr. Period with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. You can YouTube Miss Commentary Cleveland on YouTube. Man in the Street 13. That is, of course, none other than the Twitter. Man in the Street Numeral 13. You can, for jobs, ASAP, www.templabor.org. or thelogtv.com, or we are Cleveland Power Groove Records YouTube channel. Also, with that being said, I am going to at least let you all know some of what's going on right now as I give you all a top 10 music and entertainment from a Monday to a Monday. Starting at number 10, Rizzo and Ongo, Letter to Lily and Rich. Number 9, BWE, still putting out some nice music. Number 8, The Actual Tannis, Ghetto Tale, You Are Not Black King. Number 7, Black House Sound, YouTube, Joseph Motley Jr. Singles, That's Too Much Information for a solo track. Hate Will Must Drop, another solo track. And the group song Past Years Ago, number 7. Number 6, debuting, you can Facebook, Solidarity with Amazon Workers, No to Union Busting, Cleveland Action. Number 5, debuting on Facebook, The Stars Align, a visual arts display. Number 4, debuting, Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Event. Number 4, this is a jump forward as it debuts, and this is what's going on with that. Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Celebration, January 15th, 2022, that's this coming Saturday, hosted by Donald Walker Brown, former RPCC Executive Committee Chairman, co-founder ICRM. That's January 15th, 2022, 3 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, Creator Works, COGIC, 14805 St. Clair Avenue, that's Cleveland, Ohio, 44110. As a matter of fact, that is not other than special performances from Obi Shelton. Man in the Street will be speaking. Kevin Conwell and the Footprints Band, Zanzibar, that's 3 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time this coming Saturday. As I look back at what's going on, number 3, you can Facebook, two different things on this big event, debuting, Christians Going Away and Bowl Party. Facebook, Celeste, the best congratulatory going away party for Christian Clark. Before I go to number 2, shout out to Brother Christian, because do you all remember Christian used to call into our radio station for a couple of years. His mom, Sister Alonda, Ms. Ice, Iced Out Productions, she would have him call for about a couple of years straight. That neighborhood success, he would call and give a sports. He was a teenage sports broadcaster, which would call every, and I do mean it, every Monday and talk about Browns, the Tribe, Cavs, what was going on college-wise, championship games, playoff games. If he was still doing it, he'd be calling in tonight, giving us a live rundown of what's going on with the college championship game. The college championship game, he'd be telling us, you know, what's going on, Georgia, Alabama, what have you. He would, that's what he did. And I want to thank Sister Alonda because, you know, she was a single parent, and she made sure that her son stayed viable and important. And she made sure that her children, her sons, they grew up right, got their education, college educated. She fought hard and still stayed busy in the community. That exercise, her first one started in Cleveland, Ohio, about a month and a half ago, and we know that she's going down in Florida and do other great things, so she has stayed very, very busy. So I just want to say a shout-out to her. Number 2, you could Facebook, Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop, number 219 and other events that happened the past Saturday. As a matter of fact, I'm going to say, well, you might say, how did they end up that high? Well, let's talk about it for a little while, if you choose, because I would like to say a lot of main things happened, and that's the truth. As I go through on my important list right here, give a shout out to some of the names who were there, such as Dontez Taylor, who spoke about his winter clothing drive. Eric Moore, the official driver for 1008 Vision, who was introduced by, it was a special hip-hop workshop where Mr. Ronnie B, the Unforgiven, named members of 1008 Vision and what they did. He gave hip-hop workshop news. He gave out the passes. Man in the Streets, Al Porter, was named president of 1008 Vision. DJ Dollar Rock spun all the songs, gave original beats. Mr. Ronnie B performed, did hip-hop workshop news. You had Alicia Brown introduced as 1008 Vision's business consultant. Jameer Norman, he did poetry, Streetway Knowledge, did poetry. Major Taps had his album listening party. He was supposed to have everything edited. He grabbed the wrong hard drive, so it wasn't, but he made do. You had Jay Cooper, the gift, the cameraman, who he will be on tomorrow, voiceofradio.com. You had Kim Register, Zanna McNeil, Deborah Jackson, Rochelle Williams, Brenda Fulmer, who did gospel. You had Dr. Dorothy. You had none other than Suave Gotti, who did a freestyle and explained a few life lessons. The KN95 mask as well. Angela Davis talked to the women. Let them know why some of them can't keep their husbands, a good man. Great, great message that she had. You had, of course, Big Stone, the Butcher, who showed up. You had none other than Power Women, who showed up as well. Big Stone, the Butcher, Supreme Honor, Honor Supreme. Power Women talked about the fact that this coming Saturday, maybe around 12 to 2, right before the event with Donald Walker Brown, she will have arts and crafts at the Dialogue Center, 15415 Kipling Avenue, 44110, this coming Saturday, following the 11 a.m. precinct committee class with Brother Harris. She also presented Man in the Streets and some others with beautiful pillows. You also had King Eric Magnus, who talked about the co-op, as well as the fact that King Eric Magnus is now the vice president for 1008 Vision. Brenda Fulmer, a homeless lady with a voice of magic. My goodness. It was very, very excellent programming. We gave away for January 22nd, 22. Three copies of Father's Lives Matter, Commander-in-Chief, the album, which will feature none other than, let me tell you how good everything was. That was one of the most powerful things that has happened from that album that past years ago from John Madden, and also the fact that January 6th happened, and on that same album, a year ago, January 2nd, the song It's Not Your House, It's the White House, talking about the supposed coup that the president was trying to do. The Proud Boys, Sean Hannity, and then 4 days later on January the 6th, 2021, after the song was released, those fools did what they did in Washington. And, that's crazy when a song is that in tune, and it was also in that Father's Lives Matter album. So they gave me president and the vice president of that organization, gave me the chance and opportunity to push that album since I'm commander-in-chief of that group, at the Hip Hop Workshop. And number one, moving up, Facebook, January 6th Vigil for Democracy, last Thursday. You had senators there. You had Mayor Annette and Blackwell from Maple Heights. It was an action-packed program. Pastor Omar Medina, who was called into this show. So you had a lot of things going on, and there you have it. Certain things I need to get to before I do anything else. Yep, we lost over the weekend none other than Jesse D from the Force MDs. The Force MDs are an American R&B vocal group that was formed in 1981 in Staten Island, New York. Although the group has old-school hip-hop roots, it is perhaps best known for two tunes that are widely considered 1980s Quiet Storm classics, Tender Love and Love is a House. They are considered major forerunners of the New Jack Swing movement. So there you go. And the band was originally named the LDs and then became the Force MCs, but ultimately preferred the name Force MDs, which stood for Musical Diversity. Musical Diversity. The Force Musical Diversity. And so there you go. Also, another thing is we lost Bob Saget. Robert Lance Saget. He was born May 17th, 1956 through January 9th, 2022 as an American stand-up comedian, actor, and television host. His acting roles included Danny Tanner on the ABC sitcom Full House, which ran from 1987 to 1995. Its Netflix sequel, Fuller House, ran from 2016 to 2020. And the voice of narrator Ted Mosby on the CBS sitcom How I Met Your Mother from 2005 to 2014. From 1989 to 1987, he was the original host of America's Funniest Home Videos. I love that program. Saget was also known for his adult-oriented stand-up comedy, and his 2014 album, That's What I'm Talking About, was nominated for the Grammy Awards for Best Comedy Album. It's hard pictured Bob Saget doing adult comedy. Anyway, there you go, Bob Saget. As I move on up, James Mtumi. James Foreman, January 3rd, 1947 to January 9th, 2022, known professionally as James Mtumi, was an American jazz and R&B musician, songwriter, record producer, activist, and radio personality. He came to prominence as a jazz musician, working with Miles Davis between 1971 and 1975. Mtumi's R&B group, also called Mtumi, is best known for the 1983 R&B hit song Juicy Fruit, which has been repeatedly sampled. Mtumi, the band, also had a top five R&B hit with the single You, Me, and He. So those are some of those things right there. One thing that because of how it happened, I know one thing that I didn't reach, and when people remind me of certain things, that's what you all do. You all will remind me of stuff, and by you all reminding me, it causes me to go back and right my wrong. So August the 10th, 1966 to December 18th, 2021, known by his stage name, Kango Kid, was an American hip-hop producer, songwriter, breakdancer, and MC. Kango is best known as a member of the old-school hip-hop group UTFO. Kango Kid was the first hip-hop artist to endorse a product through his official sponsorship with Kango Headwear. His signature hat has been inducted into the collection of the Smithsonian National Museum of African-American history and culture. Kango Kid is considered to be one of the pioneers of hip-hop. There you go. As a matter of fact, being born in Brooklyn, New York, to Haitian parents, he acquired his nickname, the Kango Kid, from neighborhood friends during the early 1980s because of the many Kango hats he owned or wore. He was also officially sponsored by Kango Headwear. He was signed to his first record deal at the age of 17 without having had his own legal representation at the time. And he was originally a breakdancer along with his dance partner, Dr. Ice. In 1984, UTFO became one of the most popular rap and breakdance acts in the country on the strength of their breakthrough single, Roxanne, Roxanne. During the mid-1980s, Roxanne, Roxanne gained popularity and chart position. UTFO was voted Best Rap Group at the 1988 Urban Music Awards, had featured spots on Don Cornelius' Soul Train, The Phil Donahue Show, and performed live for actors such as Dustin Hoffman and Tony Danza. UTFO was the first rap group to perform at Harlem's Apollo Theater as they opened for Hall & Oates and The Temptations' Eddie Kendricks and David Ruffin. In 1987, UTFO released their highly charting album, Lethal, featuring the rock group Anthrax on the title track. So there you go. Had to at least bring up to speed on some history. I've been able to tell you all about events as they come up. That's always a great thing. I appreciate you all. My thing is this. If I can get out certain bits and pieces of information, I have done my job. For those who may have missed it, I want to let people know that the past week, the fatal shooting of off-duty Cleveland police officer Shane Bartek, which had been classified as a line-of-duty death as he utilized police training to try and subdue his assailant during a carjacking New Year's Eve. As Cleveland Mayor Justin Bibb made the announcement alongside Cleveland Director of Public Safety Kerry Howard and Cleveland Chief of Police Dornette Wayne A. Drummond. So there you go. That was done, and it was a good thing, and I'm glad they went on and did that, because if they hadn't, there was a Father's Lives Matter protest that was going to happen from Father's Lives Matter if they had not reversed their decision, because he fought with a carjacker. It isn't like he just held his hands up and boom, boom. He did his training. And elsewhere in the community, businesses and local organizations were doing everything they could, showing their own ways to honor and support Officer Shane Bartek. As more than a dozen people marched down Ivanhoe Road in Cleveland Wednesday evening, waving flags and standing with officers, red, black, and green flag, Black Man Army bus, Blue Lives Matter. Ward 8 Councilman Michael Polensic said anyone can be a victim in this city. Also present was Councilman Anthony T. Hairston. The march was organized by Black on Black Crime, Inc., Father's Lives Matter, the Peacemakers, Peace in the Hood, Black Man's Army, Survivors, Victims of Tragedy, and others. So it was just Alasi said, I'm still in shock. It affected and affects the whole community. That's what Sister Elise was saying. You have Afro Dogs in the house and many others. So there you go. That was a blessing that we all were able to come together on something that important. My thing is also, as I look at everything, I'm just thankful that we were able to do that. Just a little bit more to put it in perspective when it came to Jesse D, a pioneering hip-hop group, Force MDs, who passed. A lot of people feel it was one hell of an entertainment. Jesse D's of legendary Force MDs, and they say that he ate, slept, and breathe music every day. And there you go. Let's see. I believe the group signed with Tommy Boy Records, and they released their debut album, Love Letters. And also, they had Itching for a Scratch. And, you know, they were in the classic 1985 hip-hop film, Crush Groove. So, you know, it's a lot of things as we deal with everything. But let me go to that 216-315 phone number. 216-315. Hey, I guess we can hear from you. 216-315, how you doing? It's Fine Eve. Hello? Greetings?
Hello?
Yes, go ahead. Who am I speaking with?
Hello? Oh, okay. I'm on somebody else's phone, so that's why I didn't catch on to that. My bad.
Wait a minute. Tamaya. Power Women Empowerment Group?
Yes.
As a matter
of
fact, we were talking about the fact that the past Saturday you came through, made beautiful pillows. There's an activity you have going on this coming Saturday at the Dialogue Center. Before I allow you to speak on anything else, Is it true that the godfather of Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Art McCoy, named you the event planner for the Dialogue Center?
Yes. Hello, everybody. How you doing? My name's Tamaya. And, yes, I am the event specialist of the Dialogue Center. And right now we have in the Creativity Mind of Art. And so
okay. It's
an activity where we'll be doing, like, art and crafts, homemade, like, decorating in cakes and trance, you know, and stuff like that, and doing pillows as well. Some people come in. It's a lot of stuff where you can do, you know. It's free, but I'm asking also for a donation, and if you have something that you want to donate or, you know, anything from your heart. And I also have pillows that you can buy as well that I'm making. You can put in an order, and you can reach me at 216-270-0280. Or you can message me to my Sandy on Facebook. Queen God as I Am, Tamaya God as I Am. And hope to see you there. All is welcome. And so when we get there, people get there, it all depends on how many people there. I might have to kind of divide things and everything, and infections and stuff on different days. But just get in contact with me or just come and we can get a little bit more understanding. And so I am Power Woman, also Power Woman of God, Healing Support Group.
Okay.
And we're also going to be doing that there as well. And so I'll be having my flyers. I'm going to give it to Al Porter. You can reach Al Porter as well. And so all this invited, like I said, hopefully see some familiar faces.
Thank you so much. What is the time again?
Yes, thank you. I didn't say the time. And so it starts on this Saturday on the 15th. It starts at 2 to 4.
Okay.
And it's going to be every other Saturday.
Okay. Thank you.
And so, like I said, come on, enjoy yourself and show your creativity. You know, bring the art out of you. Because we are a work of art. And stay beautiful, stay blessed, and stay healthy. And even when you come to this event, you make sure you have your mask on, or I'm going to try to have some masks there also. And keep your hand sanitizer. You can bring your own sanitizer, but there will be some there too. And we just got to respect one another. We have to encourage one another, and we have to support one another. You see somebody doing some art and need a little bit of help, don't be afraid to help them. Or okay, if you bring if adults kids, you bring your kids. I would like for the adults to stay with their kids, unless they old enough to take care of themselves. And so that would be beautiful. Or just talk to me. Give me a phone call with the contact that I gave you, and we can talk more about that.
Peace and love, and thank you for calling in.
Yes.
You really made my night. And I appreciate you because you're always fighting to make sure that we respect each other as a family, and you're always doing activities. So I thank you so much for calling.
Well, thank you so much for saying. I want to thank, thanks to Al and Art McCoy as well. And thank God continue blessing us and using them as well. And just come and support the movement. You know, I feel like this, if you have some ideas, bring it to the plate, to the table, you know, and we can see, because a lot of people have gifts, and they don't know they have it, you know, and so it's good to come and exercise your faith, exercise things, you know, because God might wind up blessing you in that field or whatever that you do, you know. And so make sure you do things from the heart. Art is from the heart as well. And so, just know God made us a creation. We got creation, and He made us to be able to create as well.
Right. I hear you. Thank you so much. And we appreciate you. Thank you for calling
okay.
in.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
No problem. Bye-bye. And that is, of course, one of our main people and supporters. My thing is I can appreciate that. As I go back through, Officer Bartek, you know, crime, if it's a police officer or a regular John Q. citizen, it hurts everybody. Tamara McLeod, an 18-year-old woman who's charged with murdering off-duty Cleveland police officer Shane Bartek on New Year's Eve, was first arrested when she was just 14 years old. They show that McLeod has been in and out of trouble for years. It started in 2017, when a then 14-year-old McLeod was found delinquent in Cuyahoga County Juvenile Court on assault charges and was sentenced to probation. A year later, those records show McLeod was back in trouble, charged with domestic violence. She was sentenced to probation in 2020. Cleveland police said McLeod punched a woman in the face outside a cookout in the city's Huff neighborhood, then returned with a gun and shot at the woman. Records show that case was later dismissed, but not before McLeod was back in trouble. In October 2020, a Kipton man told Lorain County deputies that two men pulled guns on him and robbed him in his home after meeting with a woman he messaged on the dating website Plenty of Fish. Wow, Plenty of Fish. He got caught like trout. Anyway, investigators said the woman was a then 17-year-old McLeod. Court records show the teen cut a deal with prosecutors and again received probation on October 28, 2021. 5 days later, Cleveland police said McLeod walked into a Detroit Shoreway pizza shop, I think it was Happy's Pizza, and robbed two workers at gunpoint. McLeod was charged with robbery days later, but wasn't arrested until after Bartek was shot and killed. Lorain County Juvenile Court Judge Frank Janik said he couldn't comment on McLeod's case Tuesday because her latest arrest could constitute a violation of her probation. Gee, you think? Okay, I'm going to stop right here, because I don't know what I'm talking about anymore. This one caught me off guard. It did. I'm going to go back to see if somebody has anything to say, or are they just listed for the rest of the program? Because I do tell people that, hey, if you have something to say, you can hang up and call back, or you can just listen. But because they hung up, I'm going to go to 216-315 to see if there's anything that needs to be added on from what the last comment was. Anything you'd like to add on with the 216-315, or were you waiting to listen to some music? since I heard silence of the 216-315. All right, then. Thank you for listening. This is what we're going to do for you. I'm going to send out a song. It's from Eastside, Team New Life, Team Takeover. Team New Life, Team Takeover group. It's Eastside. I'm going to send this song out to Power Women Empowerment, because the name of the song is for you, and they do what they do for you all in the community, for the children, for the women, for victims, for the community as a whole. They do it all for you.
Life I chose, the air I breathe, the blood I bleed. I gave it all to you.
Mediterranean Party Center from 8 p.m. to midnight. $20, performers, line dancing, dinner. Now, the reason that I say that is we performed the track Stop Lying to Me. Excellent song. And you also had Silver Bees Edutainment Royalty Roundtable giving history. Even took a photo for the call and post, and a photo that he was going to send to Cleveland Mayor Justin Bibb. And the reason that we wanted to talk about certain things is that, why not play a song featuring Black House Sounds, Mr. Powers, Joseph Motley Jr., and Mr. Ronnie B. the Unforgiven? Yes, indeed. It's called The World. And we will be back after hearing that track.
We go way back. World is out of shape. Like, oh yeah, and the love is in the heart. It's right there. See, the world is out of shape. Like, oh yeah, and the love is in the heart. It's right there. See, the world is out of shape. Like, oh yeah, and the love is in the heart. It's right there. See, the world is out of shape. Like, oh yeah, and the love is in the heart. It's right there. Medication for cancer, but when it come to AIDS, politicians and doctors really don't have an answer. Young another one smoking crack and got their hands up, or alcoholic running around and throwing them bands up. They the ones that grew up with your demons and can't stand ya. What's the solution? Even blood underhand ya. Another one get beat, nobody saw nothing. Now everybody paying attention when them stars coming. An item, I got nothing to do, so ain't gon' start something.
Like, oh see the world is out of shape. Like, oh yeah, and the love is in your heart, it's right there.
She come to me like, well, when he get drunk, he think that somebody's stealing his music.
That is from the classic Cleveland Conscious Rap Volume 1. And also I want to, hey, what's so crazy is the evening, New Year's Eve, when Officer Shane Bartek was murdered. It was on New Year's Eve. And 2 days prior to that, a Cleveland Violence Prevention Group, and this is just a 12-foot stepladder for our soapbox, said, we were right, unfortunately. As a Cleveland Violence Prevention Group, we were on the news, shared a warning ahead of upcoming New Year's Eve celebrations. As Art McCoy with Black on Black Crime, Inc. asked residents to not shoot off celebratory gunfire when the clock strikes midnight. Let's start 2022 off right with peace. We don't want to show and start the new year with a bang with gunshots. And unfortunately, that happened. Gunfire, even on the west side, west 98th and Madison, Detroit area, they were shooting guns off at 6:20-something in the fucking evening, 7:27 at the borderline of Euclid, Cleveland. Even throughout Indian Hills, they were shooting at 7:20-something. It was just insane. That's all we can say. Just my thing is, you just have to stay vigilant. When people have great activities like what's coming up on Saturday at the Dialogue Center, also you come to Black on Black Crime Incorporated on a Wednesday, 7:15 p.m., KN95 mask. They even talked about it at the hip-hop workshop where Suave told you about how important that mask was. Wall Street Journal talks about it. If you would like to purchase masks, feel free to text 216-804-7462. Text 216-804-7462. You can. Or just come to the Dialogue Center this coming week. Come between hours of 6 to 7:15 p.m. Purchase the KN95, the 50 count or the whole case. Black owned Black Crime Incorporated was blessed. You know how we make our money. We make our money by donations. That's it. Membership. That's it. And somebody was nice enough to say, you know something? As an organization, you should have these masks and sell them, make sure people in the community can get those for an extremely reasonable price, and that's a blessing in itself. My thing is, as I look through, I could bombard you with many different news stories. I'll give you a 9-foot stepladder for my soapbox. Of course, it's Chauvin, wow, that's very interesting, Derek Chauvin, or Chauvin planned his appeal of his murder conviction on the death of George Floyd. He filed a couple of Thursdays ago to the Minnesota Court of Appeal. And then, of course, you ask yourself, why would he do that? Because that's just wasting everybody's time, effort, and energy. Go on and serve your sentence. Just do that. I wouldn't even appeal if I put my knee on a dog and the dog died. The Humane Society said, Mr. Porter, you got to pay for this. Especially if I'm caught on film, common sense is, sometimes just let it go. You make mistakes, deal with your mistakes, and keep it pushing. I'm going to play a song from one of the guests at the Hip Hop Workshop, since he was a strong guest there. Why not play something from Eric Magnus, King Eric Magnus, Solomon Kane, Black King? Be right back after this. Say a whole lot of things right now, but instead of saying a whole lot of things right now, I would just say that this coming August, there will be a major happening. because I'm blessed, fortunate to be president of 1008 Vision. Something major is happening out in Summit County, Twinsburg, where the best of the best artists will perform for free, but they're not really performing for free. They are performing to show that they are the reason why you should spend money on entertainment. Meaning all acts there will be acts that charge money to perform, but they'll be performing for free, and people will be coming from all over the state, maybe across the state, like Pennsylvania and a few other places. They will be coming there to book some of these hot artists, even on the spot. And that's coming up. That's part of my goal, to make sure that 1008 Vision stays viable and gets to where they need to be. I thank you all for tuning in once again. And let's end this off with a song that I like because he was there at the hip-hop workshop, Suave Gotti. Tribute to DJ Johnny O, and rest in peace, rest in heaven, DJ Joe Boom. This is the J-O, Johnny O.
Kenley told me to sing it like this. Check it. Let me welcome y'all to Cleveland. Well, we ain't got no South Central, but we do have a theater and we do have a central. Through the pandemic, I kept my essentials. Cuban cigar and a trench coat. DNA level C. From A to Z. Come follow me now. Way back in the 83. 108 club style. Yo, man, don't erase that. Memorex, C-tron, hand on the tape deck. Still yelling Geronimo like I'm at a carnival. DJ Johnny O. Horton, the honorable. You ask how important. You gotta know the sources of crew. Like, look what you done forced me to do. And if you don't know the history of the city that you grew up in, well, little nigga, I'm talking to you. I'm the boss of the crew, and I'm an arsonist too. Suave Gotti, yeah, I'm off in the booth. And Earl Holliman. Earl Holliman was so. Earl Holliman was so out of funky beatbox, leaving no doubt. Mo hoes, mo clout, up in the hoes house. Off Chagrin was a party spot, and all night it was body rock. All around the clock, to the dollar stop. Or someone living in Shaker called the cop. Beckman Hall was a spot off St. Clair. With Mo Hits and Hank Aaron, you cats just ain't hearing. Showing out my boy Mike McAdoo, we even got Casper C. About to act a fool up in the club with Wayne D. And DJ Shock and Mr. T. And Wild C and my man Chuck Fresh. Johnny O in 2021, Nerve DJ Success.
Who is the craziest DJs on earth?
DJ Johnny O, my man Joe.
Crack and Morris Black. Josephine asked who met Joe, who came along, added the young. Then they had a son, a young DJ named Joe, came creeping through the trenches. Back when DJs had tables and 12 inches, he was getting lots of money at the Coliseum, but he never copped a BM or shopped at the Galleria. He was sick to his vans and trucks as he ran amok. Boom Squad, yeah, they banned it up. First Cotton Club, all through the city though, and every Saturday he had it looking like a video. Kismet Square, it was a pimp affair. A free birthday party kept women in there. But
yeah, man, we gotta tell him about the babies though. We gotta tell him about the babies though. He had Rochelle, Joe, Javon, Miles, and Sherelle. He had Jaden and Jamia, and Ava and Javelia. Man, they made him a grandpa. Break out the champagne so I can toast to him. Do the damn thing. Internet, go post to him. We hate you had to leave so soon. Super shout out to my nigga Joe Boom.
Who is the craziest DJs on earth?
DJ Johnny O, my man Joe Boom.
Who is the craziest DJs on earth?
They call me Cleveland legendary Joe Boom. I started DJing, I was probably like 14 when I did my first party at a strip club. Put me in the game. Then I just started paying attention to everybody else and I figured it out.
Then you got some 1200s.
Then I got some 1200s.
And then you felt like God right there.
When I got the 1200s, it was over.
Right.
I was coming at niggas' necks. I was looking at Johnny O like, what's up?
And I appreciate you all for tuning in. Stay safe. Stay blessed. Enjoy life. Creator bless you. Thank you once again for my phone callers, for all those listening online. I humbly thank you. You all made my evening.